He's like Kobe Bryant, except he sucks.
Because your whole basis on NBA players is if they're athletic and they can dunk, they're obviously beasts.
Like, if it was one punch to the face, I might take Brock, but if it's a 4 minute, I'm dead.
Why am I getting attacked?
It's fucking hot as shit in here, Gabes.
That would have been decent, because he would have started freaking out.
If you would have said he was a top 30 quarterback, you would have been wrong.
Nobody Phil Cole shows.
This episode is dedicated to Cole S. Welcome to our sixth and hopefully last episode of Rant City. We have some bad news today. Cole S. is dead. This episode will be dedicated to Cole S., so we brought in a four-person crew today. I'm Taylor, the host of the show. With me for a second time is Gabes.
Pouring out a 40 for my homie Cole.
One Alge is back yet again.
Let's get this train wreck on the road.
And new to the podcast, making his debut, is Notch.
Hi, Mom.
All right, today we'll be talking about plenty of topics that Cole would have loved to discuss, but he is unable to. Starting out, we're going to talk about Jaws' QB rankings. Well, that's where we're going to start out right now. So, one Alge, you want to start?
No, I don't want to start.
Okay, Notch is going to tell what he thinks about it and some of the quarterbacks that are ranked too high.
Do you want me to go through
or the too list? Low? No, don't go through the entire list. Just pick out some names that you don't like.
Well, obviously Joe Flacco first should not be fourth. There's no way he's better than freaking. Is Matt Ryan ranked above him or below him?
He's below him.
He's just.
There's no way.
He's five, right?
Yeah, Matt Ryan's five, and Joe Flacco's four.
And Drew Brees is six.
Yeah, Drew Brees is six.
There is no way. Are you serious?
Yes. Well, you have the list. The
What's well, his criteria for ranking these quarterbacks?
Flacco probably went down on him, I guess. I don't know.
He has
what
QBR
other reason would he possibly have?
Sitting here, but
yeah,
he doesn't even go
QBR
by that.
QBR at all.
But then he put it right next to his names. Like, we're supposed to look at their QBR and say that's...
Okay, obviously the biggest thing wrong with that list is Joe Flacco. I mean, there's a million things wrong with that list. But
Joe Flacco's the first.
Yeah, that's the top.
Definitely.
I was honestly surprised that Tom Brady wasn't behind Joe Flacco. Like, that's how gay Jaws is.
I agree. Yep.
Anyways, so tell me this. If that one dude would not have fallen down and blew his coverage, Joe Flacco got eliminated from the playoffs, he would not have gotten $100 million. Maybe 40 million. And where would he be on the list? Well, on Jaws' list, he'd still be probably number four.
Would he still be with
because
the Ravens?
He's that gay.
If that wouldn't have happened.
In all realness or whatever, though, he should be ranked like maybe 20.
Yeah, I agree with 20.
Definitely.
And yes, he would have been
maybe not 20.
Well,
probably 18.
He's definitely. I would say he's worse than Cam Newton. Obviously.
Yeah, I would say Cam Newton over him.
But is
Josh Freeman though?
I don't know about Josh Freeman.
That's a toss up. Definitely Flacco over Jay Cutler though.
Yeah.
Except one Alge doesn't think
for sure.
So.
Like, how does he do in any of his rankings, though? Like, is he basing on who would he rather have or just who's a better quarterback for the year?
Well, that's just
it might be for the year because Tom Brady's still three, but he has no receivers.
Like, he has Matt Schaub over RG3, Kaepernick, Wilson, Romo, and Stafford.
Hold on.
And Kaepernick's going to be garbage because
he has Cutler
Michael
over
Crabnuts
Romo
is out.
Yeah, they have Anquan Boldin. It's better.
He's like 40 and he's slow as shit.
He's
a
good
blocker, I guess.
He's still good.
He started only 8 games, and he's up to 11 on this list.
What are you talking about?
Kaepernick.
Yeah.
He started maybe half a season. Oh, granted, he did take him into the playoffs, so you got to give him some love for that. But
into the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Did he not?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right, so
idiot over here.
Still, I mean, he was running basically trick plays, and you rank him top 15.
Is there anyone in front of or behind Ponder that should not be there?
Well, why is Matt Flynn even on the list?
Hold on. Why is Mark Sanchez not the worst quarterback?
Now he's with Oakland.
Well, I'm assuming he's just doing the starting quarterback.
He didn't start for him last year.
Well, he's starting this year.
Yeah, he's going to be starting
this
year.
You don't know that he's going to start this year?
Oakland.
Over Terrell Pryor?
Over Tyler Wilson? They said Tyler Wilson is kicking his ass in camp. There's no way that you know he's going to start this year.
Okay, how much money do you think Joe Flacco would have gotten?
Probably 40.
He'd probably be a backup somewhere.
He probably won't
No,
the
they
Ravens.
Would have kept him because...
I don't know.
They would have kept him.
So how much money did he actually get? Over 100 or was it just 100? Like,
I don't know. It was like right around 100.
It was definitely 100 something.
Yeah. It was in the hundreds.
Wasn't it 120 or something?
It wasn't that much.
No,
120.6.
Sure? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Gabe's right for once.
Hey, shot that
How much money do you think you would have actually got?
I think 40. You're 40.
Realistically, I think he probably would have got 70, 75 just because he's a quarterback.
No. Maybe on the free agent, but if the Ravens would have re-signed him, he would have got 40, and they would have drafted another quarterback.
How much does, like, Big Ben and Philip Rivers cost?
I assume they get at least, like, $12 million a
year. So they'd probably be around that range?
Yeah, so it's probably, like, sign him a 6-year deal, $12 million a year, it's, like, what?
72.
Roethlisberger has 8 years for 102 mil.
I was going to say he just signed a $100 million contract.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else on the list you don't like?
Matt Flynn. I don't know why he's on the
list. He's 32, isn't he?
And why is Kevin Cobb on the list? Who's he starting for?
Buffalo. They're figuring he's going to start for Buffalo and give EJ Manuel the...
Who's the quarterback for the Chiefs?
Alex Smith.
Oh, yeah, and that's right.
He's ranked above Josh Freeman, Bradford Palmer.
I'm fine with that.
Tannehill, Vic. But why is Sanchez...
Wasn't Bradford solid his first year, and now he's just the worst?
Yeah, he sucks.
He has Philip Rivers
because Josh McDaniels is his
quarterback. I don't, but why can't we talk about Sanchez, the worst quarterback in the league, not the worst quarterback on this list?
Is Blaine Gabbert on the list?
Nope.
They have Chad Henne.
Yeah, they have Chad
really?
That's
Sanchez. We were listening to a fantasy show yesterday on Sirius, and they were talking about Blaine Gabbert, and they had Maurice Jones-Drew on there, and it was coming up to his pick, and they were telling him to draft Gabbert, and he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't even draft Gabbert.
They were just chanting Gabbert, Gabbert, and he just gave him no love at all.
I don't know why you're giving Gabbert shit, Notch. You had him in the fantasy team last
year. You said he would be a top 10 quarterback.
I did.
What? Based off of nothing.
I didn't say top 10.
He said top 10.
I don't think I said top 10.
You said top 10.
Fantasy or real life?
I said top 20.
If even at that, you're dead wrong.
You better have been loaded up on drugs.
I said top 20.
If you would have said he was a top 30 quarterback, you would have been wrong.
Well, yeah, I was wrong either way, but at least I was shooting high. He's on my team.
Well, you don't shoot high just because he's on your team. That's why you lose.
Yeah, you do.
No,
you don't. Yeah, you do. Why not? If he's on your team, why not shoot high? You got to expect the best.
I hate every single player on my team.
Yeah. Once you draft him, you just get the sigh and like, he's so old.
He's like 20.
He's got gray head of hair, full head.
He's like 28.
He'd be the perfect just for men's type guy. Just young and old as shit.
What?
He's basically the T-Mac of football.
You see him, his whole head is gray. He's like 44 and he's still playing safety.
He dyes it that way.
Maybe. Ed Reed is getting kind of gray too.
Well, he's like 40 though.
Yeah, he can still make plays though. Roman Harper does shit.
Roman Harper's pretty good.
Yeah. He gets tackles anyways.
Beast at fantasy, that's all that really matters.
Right. So do we want to talk about Jaws' list anymore?
I mean, we could pick.
We could talk about. Well, I mean, Notch loving Blaine Gabbert and Christian Ponder. Jesus Christ, they're both.
He has Ponder and Sanchez right next to each other, so I give him a little bit of props. He got that right.
Which one?
Yeah, but they're
in front of who?
He has Ponder slightly ahead of Sanchez.
Ponder's so fucking bad, dude. Like unbelievably bad.
Yeah, but
he's decent.
He put the oldest quarterback in the league right above Ponder.
Who?
That ginger Brandon Whedon.
He's not the oldest.
He isn't the oldest.
He is the oldest. He's what, 48? And he's
not that much of a ginger. He's no Andy. Where's Andy Dalton on the list?
He is 18 or 19. Right below Cam.
Yeah, one below Cam.
I like that ranking. He's a solid quarterback.
He is. He's solid. He definitely is.
But he does have
an average quarterback.
He does. Great weapon in AJ Green.
Oh my God. Get over yourself, dude. It's all Jermaine Gresham.
Oh. He ain't even a starting. Tight end.
Who
this
is
year.
the second receiver for the Bengals?
Tyler Eifert.
No, it wasn't Sanu.
Well, it wasn't until he got hurt.
Don't they have
right.
Hopkins there? Or...
No, he's at the Texans.
Well, who cares?
Yeah, I don't know why you brought that up.
Okay, let's jump into the Ponder thing. Notch, why do you think he's good?
Well, for our offense, he's average because all he has to do is manage the game and hand the ball off to AP.
That doesn't make him
good. That doesn't
make him good. No.
Overall, he's not good.
You could
good
get
in
any random quarterback off the street to do that.
You could do that, Notch.
Except
I don't
you'd
know.
Do
I
it.
Don't, I wouldn't go
you
that
would do
far.
It. You would do it better because you I can at least far. Hit your checkdowns, I would assume.
I mean, it is only he's going into his third year, so if he doesn't do good this year, he's
yeah. Okay, look at last year. There were like four rookies or five rookies
had,
that were all better than him.
He had probably.
You don't need to develop quarterbacks anymore. Who?
Ponder.
So he had five good throws.
Five out of 16.
Yep, 5 out of 16.
So this makes him good?
He's average.
I guess average.
I guess Flacco had about 5 out of 16 games last year.
Ponder could lead us to a Super Bowl.
Who? Trent Dilfer's a piece of shit.
You don't want to be forced into that situation, though.
Well, we kind of are because we're stuck to Ponder right now
because our management
doesn't want.
But that doesn't justify your reasoning for him being good.
Saying he's average.
You said he had 5 good games. That's below average. That's like a D plus.
So it was his second year in the league.
He had 5 good games.
Well,
the first
all he has to
sophomore slump, Gabe.
All he has to do is all he has to do is have 5 really good games where he throws for like 400 yards and 5 TDs, and then you get 4th on Jaws's list.
Yeah, that's true.
And then every other game, you can just throw like 70 yards and have like 6 picks.
You can't have a sophomore slump when you weren't good to start with.
He's then also it's just a continued slump. I will say this though. He's never had a pure receiver on
Percy Rudolph, AP.
Percy is not a pure receiver. He is a, I'm going to catch a bubble screen and take it the rest of the way. He's a short.
So playmaker. Playmaker.
He's a playmaker. He misses half of those throws. Yeah, that's true. But he's never had a pure receiver. So we'll
Michael
see.
Michael Jenkins?
Are you? No. No.
Greg Lewis?
No.
Thank you. Brett Favre made Greg Lewis good.
No. Brett Favre made Sidney Rice good. He did not make.
What do you mean
he made Sidney Rice good? Sidney Rice is good. He has dreads.
Basically, if you say someone has dreads, that means they're good.
And C-Podcast 3.
What was that guy's name? Willie Nuts?
Willie Nuts.
Willie Nuts, that's what it was.
Willie Rolf? What was it?
Cologne?
Yeah.
He is not good, dude.
He's average.
He's not average.
If he does not make any steps towards being better this year, then obviously he's gone.
So if he has 6 good games, now he's above average, and we should probably keep him.
Is Ponder fast, though, or does his legs just move really, really
he's
fast?
He's fast.
His legs churn.
His legs move really, really fast.
Dude, the guy busted like a 38-yard run. He's fast.
Dude, Peyton Manning busted like a 40-yard run last year.
C-speed. That's all he's got.
Gabe's.
You're an idiot. What does that even mean? We're talking about Ponder.
Again, you brought up Peyton Manning.
He was comparing speed.
Yeah. They got obviously, speed. Ponder's obviously, they're fast. Just busting it off.
Peyton Manning's, like, 40 is probably, like, 6 seconds, dude. It's not as bad as Tom Brady, apparently.
Yeah, but...
God, man. Why do you always kill every single argument,
I didn't kill it!
Just did he kill it?
His argument is just, it's bad.
Oh, man. Move on?
Yeah.
We obviously all...
We're falling flat on our face, though.
We're falling flat on our face without Cole S. Yeah. But, we definitely took it to notch. Obviously, Ponder's a big pile of shit.
Disagree.
He's not good.
He's average.
I've been saying he's average.
Jaws actually was pretty spot on with that ranking, probably. Yeah. Like,
he could be a little
below him? Chad Henne and Matt
Sanchez,
Flynn.
I would probably put, like,
Cobb, Locker, and ahead of Flynn.
I disagree with Locker being 31.
I don't disagree with Locker being 31.
I don't think any of those... I don't think Ponder should be behind any of those, I guess. No.
There are backups in the league better than Ponder, though.
No, but yes. Locker could
probably
be...
Like, there's probably 5 backups.
I would take Vince Young over Ponder.
No.
Vince Young is not really backup right now.
He's not even on a team right now. I'd rather have Vince Young.
I would take Jared Lorenzen over Christian Ponder.
I don't know why you're shaking your head, Gabe. He's basically you.
Who?
Jared Lorenzen.
Gabe isn't that big, dude. You guys are killing me right now.
I'm just not even arguing this.
We're going to talk about Colin Kaepernick wearing a Dolphins hat and people online thinking he's a traitor and spazzing about it. What are your thoughts, Gabes?
Well, traitor, did he go to the Dolphins minicamp and do anything with them? No, he's just supporting his favorite team. Get the fuck over it.
That's probably not all even I his favorite say. Team. He probably just liked the hat.
So be it. Then he can wear it. He's a normal person.
Colors. Exactly. That's what I say. I think it's stupid.
I don't really care about it.
Well, it wasn't news, right? It shouldn't be news.
It shouldn't be.
It was on ESPN.
If Ponder was walking around with a fucking Green Bay Packers hat, I wouldn't give 2 shits.
No. I'd feel bad for all the Green Bay Packers fans that have to see that.
Yeah. It would be the Green Bay Packers fans that would be freaking out and spazzing.
Yeah, shit.
Vikings fans wouldn't care.
I guarantee no Dolphins fan is sitting there thinking, hey, we got a chance to get Kaepernick just because he wore that hat.
No. Maybe.
No, not maybe.
And you think I kill freaking arguments.
They didn't kill it.
No,
what was wrong with
going.
That? Yeah, kept it going.
Maybe?
Definitely.
Got my back.
Gabe, you're falling flat on your face again, aren't you?
It's not as bad as last time.
Well, that's because Cole S. isn't here.
Yeah. It'd be...
R.I.P. Then we laugh. Well, I might as well get this over with. Notch is going to talk about how he thinks Kevin Martin's going to make the T-Wolves top contenders in the West.
I never said top contenders. I said a playoff team.
So top eight.
Yeah, top eight. Are they better than the Blazers? Yes.
No, they're not better than the Blazers. The Blazers have LaMarcus Aldridge, dude.
And Damian, I would take Kevin Love any day over LaMarcus Aldridge.
No.
I wouldn't.
I would. Any day. Why wouldn't you?
LaMarcus Aldridge is a lefty, dude.
No, he's not.
Is he?
No.
Well, I missed there, but he doesn't shoot 40-footers, though. He doesn't win a three-point.
Wouldn't make him either.
He doesn't win a three-point. Kevin Love doesn't make him. He shot 22% last year.
He did not shoot 22%.
It was in the 20s.
Like, we're looking this up.
Okay, fine. What are your thoughts on Kevin Martin? You already said it, though.
He's terrible.
Nah, what are your thoughts on his shot form?
Well, he's just trying to see the rim better, obviously. That's why he moves it to the way to the left.
I think he just has a terrible shot form.
Yeah, it's just a really bad shot form.
Well, like, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with the bad shot form?
He backhands it. It's like kind of like throwing a frisbee.
What's wrong with the bad shot form if he makes it?
He doesn't make it.
He does.
He makes it when he's wide open.
Wide open.
I disagree with that.
They got him to be like a pure scorer, and he can't create his own shot. So
I disagree with that.
Stupid.
They're just hoping for the Ricky Rubio drive and kick, and no one's going to collapse on Ricky Rubio because he can't score in the paint anyways.
Yeah.
He can make layups.
And Kevin Love is...
He can make layups.
And Kevin Love is a fucking black hole, so he's not going to kick it out. And right. He doesn't go in the post anyways.
I will agree with that. K-Love does not like the pass.
And it's pretty bad.
He's like Kobe Bryant, except he sucks.
Kevin Love prides himself, A, on his three-point shooting, 2, on his rebounding, and his third best attribute, he thinks, is outlet passing. Best skill.
That is true. That is true. That part is true.
Kevin Love is trying to be Melo. He's just a volume shooter, except Melo actually makes shots. Gabes?
Melo is way better than Kevin Love.
Gabes?
I have nothing to add to this.
K-Love's 3-point percentage for his career, 35%.
I don't care about his career. What was last year when he shot like 7
a game? He played like 10 games.
What did he shoot?
Whose fault was that? 21%.
21%. What did I tell you? What did I tell you?
With a broken hand.
He hit it on the head. Why are you shooting threes when you have a broken wrist?
Because he was obviously our only offense.
Peck?
Clearly it wasn't working, so why would he keep shooting 40-footers? Because he won a 3-point contest? He obviously can't, 21%.
He shot 35% for his career. Last year he had a broken hand. Obviously,
so why are you shooting threes with a broken hand?
Why was this?
Because he's trying to get through it, dude. He's trying to help us out.
If he clearly can't make it,
he wasn't helping us out.
Why don't you come
down
and fucking go in the post and try to do something and not be worthless?
You're big. You need to get down there and try to do something.
The game is going to like European style, so you need stretch fours, and he is the epitome of a stretch four.
Kevin Love is a fucking pussy, dude.
I disagree.
He's not physical at all.
Who is a better power forward than him in the league?
Tim Duncan.
Tim Duncan?
No. Are you freaking
not at this
serious?
Point in his career.
Yes, at this point in his career, he's still better than Kevin Love.
Yes, no, I would take Tim Duncan over Kevin Love right now.
I don't even like Tim Duncan. I'd rather
if for
Kevin
1 year, I would definitely take him. No. I hate Tim Duncan, but I'd fucking take him.
Nope. K-Love is, he's healthy, the year before he got injured, he was easily the best power forward.
Volume shooter.
K-Love healthy, I would take K-Love.
So he's good at getting rebounds off their own misses.
And he averages like, 23 points a game.
So you're saying he follows his shot.
Yep.
How is 23-12 not good?
You're just looking at
stats.
What
was the record, dude? Zach Randolph goes 23-12.
Yeah, I'm
watching
the games too.
And
he sucks. Nailing threes left and right. How does he suck? If he's the same as Carmelo, how does he suck?
I didn't say he was the same as Carmelo.
You said he's a volume shooter like Carmelo.
I said that.
I didn't say
that. And he is. He was last year for sure.
Yeah, so?
He wasn't making them.
But pull up,
you say 23-12.
Pull up Carmelo's numbers then. See what he's doing.
You say 23-12 is bad? Well, yeah.
No, I didn't say
anyone. I meant
good.
Yeah. So you're automatically good if you go 23-12.
I'm saying you're pretty good if you go 23-12.
So if you're on a team that wins 10 games and you go 23-12, you're really good.
Well, obviously,
because Zach Randolph,
the only player on our team,
like had 7 years where he was 20-10 every single year, but he had his team won 10 games a year. Is he good? He's just as good as Kevin Love, pretty much.
He gets 10 boards a game. He can't jump more than a foot.
And half of those boards are his own misses.
Right. Just like Kevin Love.
Just like Kevin Love. Just give it to Peck. He's obviously going to put it in the hole. That's what she said.
What am I looking up on Melo?
Just his stats.
He was a volume scoring champ, so I'm sure he shot close to 45% at least.
He shot 33 from three.
What other power forwards would you take over Kevin Love?
LaMarcus Aldridge.
I would not. No.
Okay.
He's good, but he's not Kevin Love good.
He's a beast.
He's not Kevin Love good.
And he's not lefty. So.
Why isn't he?
I've said already, Kevin Love is a stretch four, and he gets like 3 more rebounds a game than LaMarcus Aldridge, and about 3 more points a game.
Stat whore.
What's wrong with looking at stats?
How many blocks is he average?
Evidence.
How many blocks?
It's not the most evidence. Just like I said, if you're on a team that wins 10 games a year, it doesn't mean stats don't mean shit.
Yeah, and what did the Blazers win last year?
They were actually decent.
I don't know. They were probably around 500.
I think they had a lot of injuries last year.
Who'd they possibly have? They have LaMarcus Aldridge and no one else.
Last year.
The Wolves.
The Wolves.
The Wolves. You know, while we're talking about the Wolves, what's the starting lineup, Wenelch?
Ricky Rubio, Kevin Martin. I don't know, who's our...
Budinger or Brewer?
Oh, probably dear God.
Brewer?
Probably Brewer.
K-Love and Peck. The only one I would want to watch out of that whole lineup is Peck. I would rather start, I guess, Rubio over Shed. I mean, Rubio's better. I'll give him that.
Is Shed even a point guard?
Yeah, he's a point guard. Yeah.
He's like 6'8". He's not Lamar guard. Odom. He's not a 6'8 point guard. Lamar's like 6'11", though.
The starting lineup would be most entertaining if it was Rubio, Shabazz, D-Will, Peck, and nobody.
Dude, Shabazz is awful right now. He is so bad.
Summer league, dude.
He is so bad. Did you see him in college?
He is a volume shooter.
Yes, he is definitely a volume shooter. And he only averaged like 16 a game.
What do you mean only 16? That's a decent amount of college.
Yeah, when you shoot 40 times a game.
It wasn't 40. It was definitely in the 20s. And in the 20s in college, that's a lot of
shots. Yeah, that's a lot of shots.
And he was only making like 35.
And he shot probably 10% from three.
No, he shot like 37 from three and like 50 from the field.
Doubt it.
In college? Yeah, the fuck right, dude. You look at his numbers.
If he would have done that in college, he would not have been the 14th pick in one of the weakest drafts in the past 10 years.
Gabe, are you going to add anything? You just check out for the NBA, don't you?
I do. Just letting Tony Reale over here pull up his stats.
If you were that Tony What's-His-Nuts and you were scoring us, how many points would Wenelch have? Right now.
Probably -3.
For what reasoning?
Because your whole basis on NBA players is if they're athletic and they can dunk, they're obviously beast.
They are. That is
beast. That is NBA to a point.
No, you would take. Honestly, DeAndre Jordan over half the centers in the NBA. You honestly would. And that is awful.
Are you serious? Dude, he is.
He's not he that bad.
Awful. Yeah. So you're saying DeAndre Jordan is in the bottom half of centers in the league.
Would you I'm take saying him I would take a lot?
Yes.
Okay, he's got $9 million a year. He's probably top 15 center.
Is DeAndre Jordan lefty?
Yeah, okay. He is.
He can dunk over point guards, though.
Well, yeah. God.
I would take DeAndre Jordan over half of the centers.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Can I bring up one thing? Why does he not get killed for something like that? If I would have said that, you guys would have just been riding me like you wouldn't believe.
That's what she said. And what were you referring to?
He is like, he can dunk over point guards.
What's wrong with that?
That's a terrible argument. That's something I would say.
That's not
say.
An argument. That's just a dumb comment. You make dumb
and you
arguments.
Didn't attack him for it.
I just did. I just said it was a dumb comment.
It was probably the best dunk of the year, though, on point guard.
Oh, no. LeBron's dunk over Terry was pretty decent, too.
Jordan.
Yeah, but you're a LeBron lover. So.
I am a LeBron lover. Too bad Cole's not here.
What were we talking about? The T-Wolves? Okay, seriously. T-Wolves
badness.
Is Bud better than Brewer?
Is that even an argument? Like, why should we even have to talk about that? That's
how you're saying Brewer is better.
No, I'm saying they both are awful.
Well, I'm just saying, like, who would start? I'm assuming Bud would because he's white.
I'm guessing Brewer because they supposedly Brewer's a defensive-minded player.
I will give him that. He's better defender than we have on the team.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely one of the
better. Terrible, dude.
Well, who else do we have to play?
Absolutely dreadful.
Rubio's decent at D.
And also, why do you love Dante Cunningham?
I do not love Dante Cunningham.
You love him. You just think his mid-range shot is so good.
I do not love Dante Cunningham.
No. You remember that one? Where were we watching that game when Dante Cunningham was literally 0-for-12? And he just fired mid-range shots.
I think that was
shots.
At your house when we had the dual TVs going.
What, really?
I think so.
I do not love Dante Cunningham.
Just nothing but 15-footers brick every single time. He was actually 0-for-12.
Yep. I remember that game, actually. That was bad.
So you remember half the games he played in, then?
Yep.
Okay.
What?
That makes him average.
Yeah, he's average because he had 5 good games all year.
Yeah.
Well, it's a little different when you play 82 compared to 16.
Not really.
Yeah, pretty much.
Not really.
That's a 30-year games if you play 5.
Are they a playoff team, the Wolves?
I think they can get an eighth seed. I could see them sneaking into the playoffs.
Like, what teams would they edge out?
The Blazers.
You could throw the Jazz out. They might be able
yeah,
to beat
you could,
the Jazz.
I don't know.
Who the Jazz even have?
They have Trey Favors Burke. And Cantor.
They did lose Biggie.
What are your thoughts on him saying that the Wolves should have just taken Trey Burke? And just, he wasn't the best player available.
I think he
at
was.
At that point, he probably was.
No.
Either that, we definitely or I would have been fine if we would have drafted that French guy.
I would have been fine if we would have taken McCollum. Because at least he's there, a scorer. He? Yeah, he was there. The Blazers took him 9. Or 10 right after us.
Oh. Yeah, that's right. We traded down.
Where are you going to put Burke, though?
I'll just bring him off the bench as sixth man.
That's J.J. Barea's job.
Well, I'll trade J.J. Barea if I was
no one's going to trade for J.J. Barea.
The Mavs were going to.
Didn't he play for them already?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I don't know about taking
are the Mavs Burke. Still really bad?
Yeah. Did you hear what Cuban said? He said he would rather have the 5 players they signed over Dwight Howard. If they would have got Dwight
who
Howard for max
sign?
Deal. Monte Ellis.
Average.
Dallenberg.
Not good.
I honestly don't know who the other 3 were that he was talking about.
Well, if it goes Ellis and then Dallenberg, I mean, obviously no one else
bad.
Is notable.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Okay.
Gage, get in the conversation.
We're going to talk about AK-47's deal and what he passed up. When Alex.
Yeah, so he could have signed with the T-Wolves again, a 1-year $10 million deal. Instead, he goes out, signs with the Nets, 2-year $3 million deal overall. So he's making 1.6 a year.
Yeah, instead of 10
yeah.
this year. What are your thoughts on that?
It's awful. I don't know why you would take...
Is it collusion, though?
Probably. Because he's supposedly best friends with the Russian owner of the Nets, and that's why he did it.
He's definitely getting some money in the side.
Oh, yeah, definitely. What else? Just say definitely. Something.
Definitely.
I agree. I don't know. What do you want me to argue with reason?
Okay, next is I'm supposed to ask one Alj why he loves the Lynx and ask him why he thinks they're so good.
What?
So can you explain yourself?
I don't think I've ever watched the Lynx once in my life.
Why do you think they're good then?
Are they good?
I'm asking you. You love them.
No comment.
Gabe's?
They got Maya Moore, enough said. She's pimp.
What's a Maya Moore?
Yeah, who is?
Maya Moore? Isn't, that's what I said, Maya Moore.
Who is it?
I don't know. It's some chick from UConn, wasn't it?
Who would know?
Why,
I don't know.
Why are we
literally talking
about this? Dude, we won a WNBA championship.
We're going to get like 30 views for this if we throw WNBA in.
You got to put WNBA in
that's,
the title.
That's worse than MLB.
Although that would attract the female viewers.
There's no females watching a podcast on sports.
Also, no females watch Brittany WNBA Grider. And no people watch WNBA, so.
How are they still going? I mean, who's funding that?
They put ads on their jerseys.
Do they
seriously?
Really? Yeah, they
like
really
McDonald's?
Do. Like McDonald's? Like McDonald's, yeah.
Arby's.
Yeah. I mean, because like, they have to get just
supposedly
shit ratings.
That's how they're... Yeah, if you ever watch, like, if you ever see highlights, you can see like 100 people in the stands.
And you're it. One of them.
That's because they just zoomed
remember
in.
Remember when we went
yeah,
to that game?
Like sixth grade.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And we got Tubby Smith's autograph.
Yep, and Michael Thompson.
You realize the WNBA is the WNBA is the NBA, except they're not athletic and can't dunk.
Yeah.
So they're average.
So basically they're K-Love in your mind.
Yep.
Each and every
the
one.
WNBA is Kevin Love.
Can Kevin Love even dunk?
I don't know.
No, he'll dunk. Break his hand if
can
he
can Peck dunk?
Yeah, he can dunk.
Peck's a monster.
Peck would tear down that rim. See that guy?
I don't know, he's... Got lead in his shoes. He can't jump.
Yeah, he can't.
How tall is he? Is he 7?
I think he's like 6'11 or 6'10, yeah. But he's like 310 pounds, all muscle.
Just a beast.
You're fat. Okay, I guess our last topic is Tebow, Josh McDaniels.
My defense for both of them?
Yeah.
Well, I know why you hate Josh McDaniels, because he ruined Eddie Royal for you, right?
And just because he's a bad coach in general, yes.
I did look up the offensive stats for when he was a Broncos coach, and I was like, oh God, these are going to be good stats. I looked 20th overall, so I really have no argument for him being a good coach.
I mean, what are you going to do with Tebow at quarterback?
Kyle Orton.
Other than.
Yeah, he had Kyle Orton.
Yeah, but you got to remember that your Kyle Orton was the number one rated quarterback.
He threw for like 3,800 yards.
I'm not saying that was good, but he
what?
Still put up.
Yeah, he threw for like 3,800 yards.
When?
That would have been...
First of all, 3,800 yards isn't even good.
He threw for more than 3,800 yards.
Well, I do remember that, actually.
Because that was when
if you don't throw for 5,000 yards in a season, you're fucking shitty. Yeah,
that's when Brandon Lloyd was the number one wide receiver, too.
Who?
Brandon Lloyd.
That never fucking happened.
Check it out.
I do remember
that.
Not in any league I was in.
It was the first year of Cole's
standard scoring.
I traded for Kyle Rest in that year. Cole. He was good. And as soon as I traded for him, they put Tebow in because he started being terrible.
At the end, yeah.
Why would you trade for Kyle Orton? What the hell is
have
your
you
problem?
Seen who I've had at quarterbacks recent years, dude? I kept Jason Campbell 1 year.
You kept him?
You're an idiot.
I didn't know I couldn't.
And you call me an idiot?
I didn't know I couldn't keep only three, so I thought I had to keep four. And he was somehow my fourth best player.
That's wow. a shitty team.
Who else did you have?
I was still a playoff team, though.
Fair That's because like Nate was in the league and he's obviously terrible. Yep.
Guess who got that frickin' team?
You've had 4 years to turn it around.
Yeah, two. Like,
I've had four
two.
Years.
Two.
Not
this is year three.
Year. He almost made the playoffs.
You trade raped him playoffs. Or he would have made the playoffs.
I did make the playoffs.
You did make the playoffs?
I
made
you did
the
nothing playoffs. In him though, so don't count.
Yeah, I didn't do anything.
But it still
in
counts.
Him.
He still made the playoffs.
Yeah, what up, Gabe?
That's what you got to hang your hat on, I guess. Hang your hat on.
That was a fair trade, Gabe.
You trade rape shit. And then he just gives Cobb away. For nothing. For
I
Titus
you,
Young.
I told you
explain
my thinking
that to
on
the
that.
Viewers. So
I thought, you know, Titus Young, number two receiver in Detroit now. Hey, he's probably going to be good now. Randall Cobb, Greg Jennings, Jordy Nelson, probably be back soon. They didn't come back. Randall Cobb blew up. Wow. Yeah. Bad trade notch. Sorry.
What was the trade?
Okay, it was I gave up.
Chris Johnson.
Chris Johnson, Randall Cobb.
No, you gave up Chris Johnson, Titus Young.
Oh, yeah, Chris Johnson,
Harrison
Titus
Smith.
Young. Harrison Smith, key to the deal.
Philip Wheeler. Wasn't
no.
Was
he yeah, dude. Quick. Random defensive players, apparently.
Yeah, let's just not talk about defense. And Stephen Hill, Jets wide receiver. Not bad.
That was awful.
For
so
Cobb.
Waiver trash.
Bradshaw, Stevie Johnson, and Cobb.
Yeah.
You're lying, right?
Nope.
I honestly
when was this? When was this trade made?
Like week. Four or five.
Yeah, right before Bradshaw had his 200-yard game.
Cobb had like two good games started and he dropped off the next two, and then I just snatched him up.
Don't act like you knew that was
yeah,
coming.
Yeah, you did not know
I knew
that
was coming.
Coming.
Oh,
no,
okay,
you didn't.
Okay, Merrill Hodge.
You also drafted Titus Young with a number one.
Yeah, I got rid of him as soon as I could, though.
You thought he was going to be good, too.
It is good that you got season. Something for him.
Well, did he? Was he talking you into this trade? Because
no,
he does that shit.
No, he didn't talk me into it. He just
dude, Burleson's hurt.
If
Titus
you looked
Young's
at Titus Young, though, Matthew Stafford's going to throw for 5,000 yards. You
and
would think he's going to get
times.
And he did have a great game, like, was it the next week or the week after?
Like 10 for like
he had a few good games that year.
Yeah.
No, because he got cut, like, week 9 or something.
He had, like, a 200-yard, 3-touchdown game 1 week.
Yeah, that was, like, the week or two after the trade.
Yeah.
So then Notch comes at me. See, look at my boy, Titus Young. And then, boom. Conduct detrimental to the team, no longer.
I didn't know he had bipolar disorder, all right?
When I'll just tell Notch what my team name was before he joined, when I had Nate Burleson on my team.
Burleson's Burly Bunch or something like that?
That's awesome.
And then I stole that name from you because it was so bad.
You stole it?
Yeah, for like a week.
Yeah. Okay, Josh McDaniels, do you have anything to say?
I think he's a good offensive coach, but personnel-wise, he's probably
you just
the
said they were
the
ranked
league.
20th.
You yeah. did.
Offensive coordinator, I should say. He's good.
So his offense should be good then.
It should be good, but he ruined the Denver offense. And I agree with you.
Well, they
you just said he's a good offensive coordinator, and then he ruined the Denver.
Yeah, I'm kind of backing myself into a hole there. But like you said, I think you told me one time he's with the Patriots. With the Patriots, he's good, but that's because he's got Bill Belichick.
What?
Right?
So system. He's not good. He's just with Bill Belichick.
With Bill Belichick, he's good. Or with Tom Brady, you could
Bill
say
Belichick.
He's good.
Tom Brady's a system quarterback, so.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. That's why anybody you plug in there actually is somewhat relevant.
With the Patriots?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ryan
Mallett.
I mean, seriously, Danny Woodhead?
Yeah, how would that guy get paid anything?
Yeah. Just, where did he go?
Chargers,
yeah.
How much is he making?
Third string.
I don't know. I imagine like 5 a year.
He's overpaid. He's zero. Nothing.
For a third string?
Yeah.
Yikes.
They go from Mike Tolbert to Danny Woodhead.
Except Mike
Danny
Tolbert's
Woodhead
actually decent.
Yeah, he's,
no, I'm just saying. He's like Mike Tolbert's like, what, 6 foot, 300 pounds?
Danny Mike Tolbert's not 6 feet tall. He's like 5'2".
Yeah.
Okay, 5'2", 300
he's like a little
pounds. To Danny Woodhead, like 5'6", 150.
He's taller than Sproles, shorter than Ray Rice.
Okay.
So like a 1-inch gap there, isn't it?
Well, Sproles is 5'4".
Seriously?
And Ray Rice is like 5'8".
How can anybody see him behind the line? No wonder why he gets yards. Just can't see the little guy.
I'm so sure he's just so small you can't see him. He's just microscopic.
He's
Jesus 5'4". Christ, Gabe's.
Like, left tackles are like 6'7", 6'8".
Okay.
I'm pretty sure you can still see him.
Especially since he's always in the slot.
That don't make sense.
How does it not make sense?
I don't understand how that guy is good.
Sproles?
Yeah.
Drew Brees?
He's quick as shit, for one.
Well, apparently Drew Brees isn't good, according to Jaworski.
Well, you can't go by whatever he says, because he's obviously a fucking retard.
There's going to be so many fans that watch ESPN and be like, oh my god, thank god Jaworski ranked these quarterbacks. I know who I can cheer for. God, there's dumbasses out there.
Yeah, you're one of them. you're definitely in the ESPN herd.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Do you or do you not get like four magazines and compare them all to make your draft board?
Though? Not one of them are ESPN's.
Okay, what are
the reason why I do that is so that I can take ESPN's projections and throw them out.
Why don't you just make your own projections?
I just wing it. I do not do any research, and then I win every single year.
1 year.
Yeah. 1 year. Then so my team was beast and coal asses last year, but I just...
Choked.
The two best teams. I didn't even make it in the fucking playoffs last year.
I averaged like 180 points a week, and then the guy I faced averaged like 100, and then my team put up like 110. No roster selection would have helped me, so I didn't make any wrong decisions based on my roster. But you guys got your would you rathers or what?
Are we talking about Ron Gardenhire too?
Oh, Ron Gardenhire. Yeah.
So Gabe actually joins the conversation.
So I can check out for this segment.
Yeah.
You can join in if you want. We're just going to talk about it.
I'm not going to be
Gabe. Should he be fired, Gabe's?
No, he shouldn't, because managers in baseball are way overrated. Like, what are they going to be able to do? They're not going to come in and give inspirational speeches or make any different play calls. So it's just stupid.
You definitely make different play calls.
What, bringing in a different pitcher in the eighth? Just don't bring in Burton, you're fine.
Hitting runs, bunting, stealing.
It's
pitching.
There's plenty of things you can do.
Yeah. When you have players that can't get on base, none of that factors
in.
Joe is it.
On base is like 405.
Okay, so who are you going to... Dozier hitting after him? Really? Florimone?
You're kind of backing yourself into a hole because you're basically saying everything that's wrong with what Rod Gardenhire is doing. Because you're saying who's in his lineup and who's...
No, what I'm saying is even freaking Bill Smith came out and said... He's doing the best he can with the team that he put on the field.
Bill Smith ruined the Twins.
Bill Smith. I meant Terry Ryan. Terry Ryan even said that there's no pitching on that team. Our starting rotation is god awful.
2015.
Yeah.
So why just let Gardy stay there?
Well, why not start?
Nothing's gonna change in the next 2 years unless you go get free agents.
Yeah. So why don't you just start with a new? Why won't you just start with a new manager?
Because that new manager was probably going to be even worse.
Gardy's a good manager, dude.
He's a good manager.
You don't know he's going to be great, though.
And it's not like he's costing us an arm and a leg, so why not just stick and keep the boat steady and just ride him out?
I mean, when is he going to retire, though? Is he going to be...
He ain't going to retire. Dude, he's like 55.
I thought he was older than that.
He might be a little older, but changing him out does nothing. It's baseball.
See, I think we're 2 years away from being anywhere close to even...
We're 2 years away before our good prospects come up, and we won't be contending then. We're like 3 years away.
Yeah, so my thinking is why not just start with a new, fresh face and let the whole Twins organization go in a new direction?
Why? Gardy's good, dude.
No, he's good, but
who are you going to find to replace him?
You can find anyone you want.
Mike Redman.
Yeah, Mike Redman. What do you got to say about that, Gabes?
He's a beast.
Mike Redman is...
There was talk about Ozzie Guillen.
That would be terrible.
If I had to listen to him, no. No. Gardy deserves to stay. Gardy's been there. He's got a shitty team. He's got Pelfrey, Correa, Deduno. Yeah. I mean, he has nobody to run out there that'll give him 7 innings.
Deduno's solid.
I'm going to go pick Deduno up right now.
Okay, what were you going
to
say?
I was just going to say, I mean, like, their best pitcher coming back this year was Scott Diamond, and there's no way he was going to repeat what
Doesn't
he did last
suck,
year.
No?
He's
an awful guy.
He's a pitch-to-contact pitcher.
Okay, how about this? You think Gardy should say, you think they should start new. How about this, that pitching coach?
Rick Anderson?
Oh, yeah. He needs to go. He definitely needs to go.
But then again, what is he going out there to do when you know you got Pelfrey and you're like, well, I'm going to be going giving him a mound visit after the third inning and pulling him after like 4 2/3. What are you going to go out there and tell him? Hey, don't throw it right down the shit pipe. I mean, come on.
Don't don't throw it right down the shit pipe. Yeah. Is that what you just called it? Jesus Christ.
I mean, it's just, it's terrible what they have to run out there. Their bullpen is solid.
Yeah, they do have a pretty bad team, but I think just a fresh
2-game winning streak start would be.
Yeah, against Cleveland.
Jeez. Cleveland's decent. Not that good. And Mark Reynolds.
Who fell off the face of the earth.
He hasn't hit a home run since like May 1st.
And you got all his home runs before you dropped him.
Maybe not all of them, probably pretty like close. 9. Yeah.
What do you guys think, 10?
11?
He has 14 or 15.
Do you guys think Buxton's going to be as good as advertised?
He's going to be good, but he isn't going to be the next Matt Kemp.
Like I said, he's going to be like, his ceiling's probably like Matt Lawton.
You said Jock Jones last time.
I know, I upgraded a little bit.
Matt Lawton, are you serious?
Throwing out Matt Lawton, that's awesome.
But what's his actual ceiling?
I think his actual ceiling...
He's not going to be like Mike Trout. Maybe defense is better. Apparently Mike Trout's defense this year is bad.
Yeah, but everyone's basing it off of last year where he like robbed like 4 home runs and was just all over the place. I mean...
Okay. How would that change? You don't have to rob home runs to have good defense. You just have to have good range.
What's his fielding percentage?
You don't go by fielding percentage. Yeah.
Well, why not? Like, how can
I don't know, because Josh Willingham could have a perfect fielding percentage, but you can't say he's covering more ground than Mike Trout.
Well, then how is his defense bad, then? If he can't
just doesn't have
ball,
as much range.
I think he did pack on, like, 25 pounds to start the year.
What?
I don't know where you're going
I don't
with
know
this
what
game.
You're talking about.
Yeah.
He's ripped now, is what you're saying?
No, he like packed on 20 pounds. Trout did.
Rip, yeah, he got ripped.
He did not
a
get
muscle.
Ripped. He was like going on all these little like celebrity tour things and just. Where
are you hearing this?
It was
ESPN?
On, no, it was on
Bleacher Report.
No, shut up! You're the one that follows Bleacher Report.
Bleacher Report.
Yahoo Contributor Network.
No, it was on Sirius.
Let's just finish this. All right. Just put us out of our misery. I don't even want to edit this.
But
you got your would you rathers, Gabes?
I have no would you rather.
Oh my god, Gabe. That's the one thing I asked you to do other than host.
I think hosting is enough. No. I have to bring all you three into this house.
What's wrong with that?
Do you have one, Notch?
I have one, but it's probably really bad.
Well, let's just go with yours.
This
first.
One, it's kind of at Gabe's just because Tim Tebow's in there, but.
Oh my god.
Would you rather
be circumcised by Tim Tebow or.
With no pain meds?
This is probably going to be really bad.
Notch would.
Okay, go ahead.
Would you rather take quarterback lessons every day for the rest of your life for an hour from Tim Tebow or have to be in the ring with Brock Lesnar for one round in the UFC? If you get knocked out, you get like a minute and then you got to go back in again. But
so
you can't tap out. You can't do anything.
Would you rather
so you
die
just
or
die or what?
Pretty much. You're either going
to
die
so you
or
you die or you waste 1 hour of your day every single day for the rest of your life.
Listen to Tim Tebow give you QB instructions.
Well, first off, I'd take the Brock Lesnar thing just because, what, you got like 3 minutes?
Is there a chance you die?
There's a chance you die. It's
then, no, they can obviously throw in the towel.
No, you can't. That's
if
what I'm saying. That's
by
a
him
stipulation.
In the face, your neck is going to snap.
Your head is probably going to leave your body.
Well, I would do. I'd still do the Brock Lesnar thing,
even though you could die. You very well probably.
I'll probably get some training before I have to do this.
No, you don't get any training. You have to go in right now.
It doesn't matter.
Well,
what
all
amount
I'm saying
of training
is
going to.
If I just start going around the ring, I think I could kill at least.
Okay,
a
so you just have to last a certain time.
So you're
going to
hope
just
you
like it's like I think the rounds are 5 well, minutes, so you have to last 5 minutes with Brock Lesnar. And you if like,
no, first
off,
he just walk up, he just
minutes,
rip, he just rip your head off your body, and that'd be the end of it.
Dude, I think 30 seconds would be enough.
Yeah.
You're not going to last 5 seconds. You're going to walk up and just one punch. You're done.
Oh shit!
Your face is caved in.
I'm just saying it's better than the Tim Tebow. I don't want to.
What are you going with?
I guess with Tim Tebow.
Yeah, I guess.
You think about die. It, Gabes.
You're going to die. You're like 75 and you're still out there in your crutches trying to freaking take quarterback lessons. It makes no sense.
Is it like chalk talk or is he like going through
the... It's like the Gruden QB camp, but with Tim Tebow.
Dude, chicks dig Tebow though. Think about it, Gabes.
And there's going to be cameras all over the place.
Yeah. You're going to be on ESPN.
You're basically going to be known as you'll Tim be Tebow's famous. Gay buddy.
Do I get any money from this fight with
Mark? Nope. You'll get nothing.
Then fine, I'll switch it to Tebow.
Do you get any money from Tebow or just like kind of fame?
I guess you can
you
go
get
down
kind of fame and you get his
like you get the
his women
backlash fame or
if it was like if it was one punch to the face, I might take Brock, but if it's a full minute, I'm dead.
You're like you're, there's probably like there's at least like a 70% chance you're brain damaged after that punch.
Easily.
Like if it was just like a broken jaw or something.
Broken
well,
face.
That might even suck for her. Maybe it's like a broken eye socket that might be worth it, but brain damage isn't worth it, I guess.
Yeah, so you're just going. Well, you might get brain damage from listening to Tebow that many years, though.
Plus, you're probably gonna have to go help him circumcise kids.
What would you do, Tay?
I would take Tebow.
Tebow.
You?
Tebow.
Everyone's going Tebow.
I guess
that was a solid one.
Yeah.
I don't know why you said it was gonna be bad. Visit us at rantcity.blogspot.com. Check us out on Facenuts or facebook.com/rantcity.
Contribute $5 to the Cole S. Memorial.
Yeah. throw a fitty in the mail. rantcity.podomatic.com. Follow us on Twitter.
We have one now?
Yeah. rantcitypod. We'll be posting when the episodes go up on the Facenuts and Twitters.
My would you rather is, would you rather watch Betty White and Wilford Brimley, you know who that is?
Yeah.
No, Betty White.
Okay, would you rather watch them bang with Justin Bieber in the background singing, and it smells like Bengay, or have Christian Ponder be the quarterback of the Vikings for the next 10 years? You have to watch that.
How long does this last? It's got to last at least 30 minutes, because those two are fucking old bagels.
Half an hour every day for the rest of your life.
What?
It's a daily thing?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, I'll take easy. Ponder. Yeah.
10 years. For 10 years?
Yeah, reduce the time, maybe. Jesus Christ.
Okay, let's make it 10 minutes then, because Wilford Brimley.
For the rest of your life.
For the rest of my life?
Yeah.
They won't last
I will
that
take
long.
Ponder. I will just take a shitty Vikings team for 10 years and just not watch them.
Okay, I guess I'd rather watch the old people bang.
What?
Whoa.
Every day?
It's for 30 minutes?
10 minutes out of my day.
Yeah, but you don't get to get rid of that image, man. You gotta
and it's
that.
Refreshing
yeah,
daily.
Every day.
You'll probably get used to it and you'll just like start jerking off. Rest of your life, you said? First of all, those two are, or is it the same video?
Yeah, same video.
Those two aren't
it's a video? Look. You're not like actually there. It's just a
right,
video.
Right, you're not in person.
But then how do you know it smells like Bengay?
Yeah, you kind of set that up like you have to go to this place and watch it happen.
Yeah, you have to be present.
No, you don't have to be present. That'd be too
and you gotta smell all that shit.
It just somehow smells like Bengay every time
you just
that
have
video
a
turns on.
You gotta open up a tube to watch a video.
I imagine that's what old people smell like. So.
You basically are gonna start jerking off with Bengay, is what you're saying. Every time you smell Bengay, you're just gonna be
just
full.
Gonna
you'll just get full chub.
It's better than watching Ponder for 10 years, I guess.
No.
No, because you have to watch Ponder. You have to watch Ponder 16 days a year. You don't have.
You get to watch 5 new games a year from him, basically.
Yeah. That's average.
I wouldn't say good.
You're going to watch 5 average games a year.
Once AP is done, they're going to be unwatchable.
No, because they got Toby
Gerhardt. They're already unwatchable.
They got Cordarrelle, man. They're set.
Yeah, Ponder can't get them the ball.
You don't know that.
I do.
So, what are you guys taking? I'm taking Ponder.
I'm taking Ponder.
That was.
I guess I'll be the minority in watching.
For the rest of your life.
That's awful. 1 hour.
It's 10 minutes out of my day.
10 minutes
that you don't get back, and that
adds up, man.
Well, I'll just do some quick math on this because that is god awful, dude.
That's really bad, man. I mean, the Vikings are likely going to be shitty for the next 10 years, anyways. So
in 1 year, you're hold on, divided by.
So like, why would you do that the rest of your life?
You're 10 minutes a day, averaged out to 425.
How about this? How about you throw this scenario in?
I'm just a true.
How about you throw this scenario in there? So everyone knows that you're sacrificing. So you're like kind of a hero to Vikings fans.
Yeah.
How about that? What if you get that thrown in there?
What's that?
Everyone knows you're making the sacrifice of watching this video daily so you don't have to watch Ponder for 10 years.
Like I said, it turned out to 430 hours a year you're watching that video.
That's
it's not 10 minutes a day.
10 minutes a day is nothing.
You're giving up like how many hours are in a week?
I'm not doing the math on there. It's not that big of a deal. But, okay, how about that? Like, so, like, you're getting special treatment, like, walking down the street. They're like, they praise you.
Do you get free Vikings tickets? Box of Vikings tickets?
You can be multiple.
I don't know, I guess.
You don't have to be like all into it.
Gabe, don't even try to edit that
out. It just varies. What did he say? You just farted?
No. I said that's 60 weeks. There isn't 60 weeks in a year.
52 weeks in a year.
Yeah, you're just getting like...
Well, 60 days.
You're not like getting cars bought for you.
But you're getting special treatment from the Vikings.
You're getting like $200 items thrown at you. For the rest of your life? Like probably like once a week.
For the rest of your life?
Yeah, sure. So basically you're watching that video for $200 a week.
That's solid.
$100 a week.
What?
I could do it. I would take it.
You guys are idiots.
You're an idiot.
And then obviously all the Viking fans that are chicks just flock to you because they know that you're sacrificing.
Yep.
Yeah, because they're going to want to watch in 10 minutes with you.
Or you'll get them hating you because they love Ponder.
No one loves Ponder.
Girls do.
Samantha, obviously, Samantha Ponder. Ponder.
Babe. One girl.
Someone in Minnesota got a ring last year. Yeah, someone in Minnesota got a ring last year.
I don't think I'm going to invite you back on here, man. What are you doing?
Why am I getting attacked?
Cole spazzing on Gabe or something stupid like that, just screaming at him, saying he wants to slap him.
And just some slamming the... You could throw on some really sappy music at the end.
Yeah.
Like some Eve 6 or something.
Closing time?
Jesus Christ. I'm not closing time.
Closing.
No. Here's to the times.
Oh, God. I'll probably just end it wherever.
Hopefully before
this conversation. That doesn't matter. I'll just cut everything out.
You'll cut out what makes you look bad.
Hopefully this thing worked. Yeah.
You did this too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, some calling on that isn't terrible. Yeah. It's not great. Obviously, it would be ideal if everyone, like all four of us, had our own microphone, but I'm not going to buy like a $400 mixer. We could do it over Skype.
That'd be sweet. Doing it
with that mic. Or what
to do it?
We could do it. Just the sound quality would be good.
What? I draw the line at Skyping. That's just gay.
I'll do it too. We don't have to video Skype if that's what you're saying. Jesus Christ, dude.
Oh, okay.
No one video Skypes. Well, those two probably do, but.
Yeah, I've definitely seen Gabe's FaceTime.
We FaceTime all the time, no one gives. I fucking knew it.
This is going on.
I knew it.
What's wrong with that?
You guys love each other.
Yeah, they don't want that leaked.
Leaked. You guys just wish you were as cool as me and one else. You guys go fishing, but we play basketball. We play one-on-one.
I haven't been invited to any of this.
I've invited you before.
Do you win?
Really? Yes.
You
at least twice.
Does he wear shit kickers?
No.
We played 1v1 and we played 2K11 and I just...
We played like 8 games of 1v1. It was so humid out. I was just drenched.
Were you 8-0?
Yes.
How are you that bad at sports?
And there are
he's good.
I'm not good.
He's okay.
There were three games where the score was like 4-9. I was down and I came back.
Jesus, why don't close games out?
And he claims I shot 90% from three.
You did.
What did I do when I didn't shoot threes?
You fucking put the elbow right here and did an underhand step shot for a layup.
Just kind of like a, like I drove and I like pulled up really early and I just kind of like, I don't even know how to explain it.
It's just
not a normal move.
Speed match.
Like it's just so,
kind of,
yeah.
It's so awkward that you can't block it.
Yeah.
Better than yeah, because of your ups, yeah. Okay, Gabe, I think I have more ups than you right now.
Gabe, your defense is you just, I go to drive by you and you just simply put your arm out and just, like, don't let me pass.
Gabe took a charge against me in one-on-one.
Yeah, I heard. That was probably, like, 10 years ago.
It was.
Ridiculous.
2v2?
Me and Tavers, you too?
Yeah.
You and Tavers. Yep, definitely.
Oh,
bring it. Who's guarding who? I got one out.
I'll take Gabe's little bastard. Neighbors versus neighbors.
Who would win?
If it was you and Notch? Be you and Notch.
You would guard Gabe's.
Wait, me and you?
Yeah.
It was me and you versus Notch.
You just said neighbors be neighbors.
Oh, I thought you meant YouTubers meet games.
How about we neighbors?
Neighbors.
I said that first. Neighbors.
Okay. I think we'd have a chance. So basically, what you're saying is I would have to guard Tay because you just admitted you can't stop anything because of one little elbow. I didn't say an elbow. I'm just saying the scoop shot gets me.
God. I would hope you would guard me. I would just ruin you.
First
of all,
you'd probably get hurt, Tyler.
Probably. You guys would definitely have the weight on us.
Yeah. Well, that's clear.
Because Wild is like 130.
Maybe when it's super humid out.
He didn't even sweat. It was so fucking hot out.
Dude, I sweat quite a bit. Unless I was just transferred from you.
Maybe.
That's disgusting. Yeah, I was there doing it. I realized that, Gabe.
I play up at UND once in a while. Do you guys remember Jerome Beasley? He played in the NBA for a while.
Michael Beasley?
No, it's, I don't know if he's a relative or not, but he plays up there once in a while.
Dude, we need to close this out. This is like 17.
This is outtakes, dude.
So you're just trying to get a few good outtakes put in the opening?
Maybe. Okay. I could take what we talked about before we started officially.
That was better.